Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to Samuel Adams Returns and Those Anti-Federalists Got It Right. And this is Tom Navolis, your host, and I am so delighted, as always, that you're here with me again this week. I want to ask you some questions. And for the most part, you that regularly listen to this program or listen to Liberty Works Radio Network and or our friends over there at Soaring Eagle Radio, maybe you know the answer already. Do you clearly understand your individual rights? Do you know really where they come from? Do you know them from that whole perspective of, yeah, we're just going to say, oh, yeah, it's our individual rights, our inalienable rights. Our rights are given to us by God. Well, those are all answers, one way or another. But the real question has to come down to, if you believe that, if you really, really, really believe that your rights are inalienable and are from God, why are you letting all that is happening by your local and state, let alone the federal government, why are you allowing it to happen if you believe in individual rights? So today we're going to go through that. We're going to discuss that whole idea from a very foundational perspective, because I got to tell you, honestly, I am so sick and tired of people, political parties, and pundits, and worst of all, politicians just spewing, oh, it's all about our rights. It's all about the individual rights. It's all about your rights. It doesn't make sense. You know, it just, what they're saying, it doesn't make sense, especially the political class. So let me ask you another couple questions with that. And the one that actually asked the questions, you know, prior to me, I'll reveal in a minute. But let's take this statement. So Theodore Beza was one of the reformers. You've heard me talk about him in the past, and you've heard me, you know, speak to a number of his different writings. Theodore Beza, and this is what I'm using in the signature of my email. So if you get a Samuel Adams Returns email from me, it's in the signature. And it's a quote from Theodore Beza. The people are not made for rulers, but the rulers for the people. Do you believe that? Do you believe what it says in the Declaration of Independence and in the federal constitution, let alone your state constitution? I mean, my goodness gracious, most people didn't have a clue what their state constitution has to say. So when we take a look at all of that, there was a gentleman that not only signed the Declaration of Independence, but he also was at the Constitutional Convention and was a signator of the Constitution. And in addition to that, he was a justice on the Supreme Court. And I've talked about him before. His name is James Wilson. And I have gone through and talked to you in the past about what he wrote on, you know, about the Constitution. Hey, he was there. He got it. He understood it. So thinking about Beza and what Beza's statement was, and still holds true in my mind, government was what? Think about it. But here is a question in an article that James Wilson wrote in 1790 of the natural rights of individuals. We're going to come back into some of the things that Sam Adams wrote about that. And we're really going to get right down to the God-given functioning of individual rights from creation's perspective. All right. So here it is. Of the natural rights of individuals, James Wilson, he asked this. Does man exist for the sake of government? Or is government instituted for the sake of man? Ooh, do you think that Mr. Wilson may have read Theodore Beza? You know, you've heard me say over and over that, you know, for the most part, our very solid believing founders clearly understood the Reformation. And that's why Sam Adams had that moniker, the Last Puritan, not because of his dress, but because of what he believed and applied everywhere in his life. And you're going to hear more about that from Sam Adams a little bit later on. But right now, that's an interesting question. It's the question to you right now, if you believe what I asked you earlier. Do you really believe in your individual rights? Do you really believe that they're inalienable? Do you believe that? Or do you just flagrantly toss out there like the pundits and all the rest of them? Oh yeah, my rights are from God. Easy answer to the question, right? Easy answer. But do you believe it? That would be like asking, if you really believe in God, why do you live the way you do? And why don't you exercise that belief in the extensibility of the gospel, as we talked about last week with now Reverend Matt Shea? Come on. What are we missing here? Do you believe it? I don't know. If I don't act it, maybe I don't really believe it. Maybe it's easy just to throw the words out without taking and having the context inculcated. And that's a hammer for you that are hearing this. I'm pounding my chest that you're listening to me on the radio. Is it inculcated into your very being? So, does man exist for the sake of government, or is government instituted for the sake of man? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And then Mr. Wilson asked a question further. He goes, what was the primary and principal object in the institution of government? Was it, I speak of the primary and principal object, was it to acquire new rights by a human establishment? Wow. Well, wait a minute. If your rights are inalienable, if they're given to you by God, then was government there to give you, acquire new rights for you by establishing this creature called government? Or was it by a human establishment to acquire a new security for the possession or recovery of those rights to the enjoyment or acquisition of which we were previously entitled by the immediate gift or by the unerring law of our all-wise and all-beneficent Creator? Wow, he surely got right to the root of the whole thing, didn't he? He got to the root of it right away. And then he goes on to say that I think this is extremely interesting, because you're going to hear this even more specific from Sam Adams in the next couple of segments. The latter, and the latter meaning the last of that, that it was what? An immediate gift, but it was by the unerring law of our all-wise and beneficent Creator. The latter, I presume, was the case, and yet we are told that in order to acquire the latter, we must surrender the former. In other words, in order to acquire the security, we must surrender the great objects to be secured. That man may secure some liberty, he makes a surrender in trust of the whole of it. These expressions are copied literally from the late publications of the Mr. Burke. Now, this is what's going on right now in relationship to all of this COVID stuff, in relationship to everything that we're seeing coming out of not just the federal government, but here in Ohio and a lot of the other states, out from our governors who are taking in the mandates that are after you, that are attacking the very fundamental question that is being articulated here, that was also established all the way back from the time of the Reformation in relationship to government and your rights. I have to sit back with pause. I have to sit back and then ask you, why are you tolerating? Why are you accepting now that the data is very clear and there is a link for you to go see, you know, Dr. Frank's information again? The data is very clear that COVID is being manipulated by the mechanisms of a political arm and bureaucrats for the furtherance of money. For all of you that are listening on the radio, you should see me on YouTube rubbing my fingers together with that glee of greed that you'll hear from all of those, yes, those, what, the pharmaceuticals and all of the others. And we'll touch on that a little bit more in the next segment as far as, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about your health. It's about their pocketbooks. And it is you taking and surrendering what? Your rights? Your individual rights. When they tell you now that you have to wear a mask forever, how can that be? And for the whole idea of fear, oh, you're trembling. And now to tell you that you have to, in so many words, listen, if you don't get the shot, you're not going to be able to go back to what it was. You're never going to be able to be normal again if you don't get the shot. I don't call it a vaccine because it's not a vaccine. It is a manipulation of your very DNA. And that's not me, but that's the words of the CEO or chairman of the board of Moderna. And I will put the link up to that for you, or it is up for you as well. So that's very interesting that the intent is nothing but money, power, submission, the destruction of your individual rights. But you know what? For security, as you're hearing here, you'll gladly give it up. You'll gladly give up your rights. Gladly give up your liberty, freedom, your life. Wait a minute. The founders gave up their life, their money, and they were attacked at their sacred honor for the sake of liberty into posterity. Well, tyranny, as sometimes, is uniform in her principles. And we're going to talk about that some more as we come back into the second segment, because Sam Adams clearly understood it. The Anti-Federalists predicted it, and now we're living it. So what is it? Do you really understand your individual rights? Are they God-given? Are they something that you want to retain? Are they something that you want your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren to have? If you do, I don't know why you're sitting around. Why aren't you taking and getting out there and acting for them? And we'll talk more about what that action may look like when Sam Adams returns in the next couple of segments. See you then. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to this second segment of Samuel Adams Returns. Those anti-federalists did get it right. And welcome to everyone here at Liberty Works Radio Network, where liberty does work for you. And I am so delighted that you're taking a peek around what's happening during the rest of the week with all the hosts and hostesses that are there and available for that live programming every afternoon, as well as all through the weekends. And remember, please, don't forget to go out there and find that donate button. And with that, let me remind you that those that are watching this on YouTube or on my channel, you can take and see over my shoulder is SamuelAdamsReturns.net. That's where you can find all the archives for the program. You can download the podcast for all the programs, as well as it has the internal links to the videos if you want to see my smiling face. So I'm delighted that you have that place to go there at SamuelAdamsReturns.net. And we'll have some other things coming up in the future. And please remember that this is all for you. And that's what Liberty Works Radio Network is, for you. So with that, let's kind of leave off or jump back to where we left off in that first segment just a bit. And this was from James Wilson and what he was writing about in regards to natural rights of individuals. And where he jumped to was talking now about tyranny at some time is uniform in her principles. The feudal system was introduced by a specious and a successful maxim, the exact counterpart of that which has been advanced by Mr. Burke, exact in every particular but one, and in that one it was more generous. The free and loyal proprietors of land were told that they must surrender it to the king and take back not merely some, but the whole of it under some certain provisions. So here we have, if I can stop right there, he defined that as tyranny. And so if you now here in modern America, if you want to get back to normal, otherwise you're going to be in the new normal. But if you want to get back to normal, because that's what you're hearing people say now, you're hearing the governor of Ohio, if we want to get back to normal, we need to take and make sure that you get the shot. He says vaccine. Then you heard the person in the county for Cuyahoga County, the head of the county commission, trying to speak to a particular ethnic community and going, well, you know, you need to get the shot if you're going to have any sense of normality and be able to get ahead in life. Really? So if you're taking, you have to surrender everything. And then you get things back, which, look, people have surrendered virtually their lives and their businesses because of the manipulation of a flu, a serious virus to some, a small class of people in a certain demographic. But for the majority of the people, what is it? 99.6% of the people do not have serious adverse effects. And if you take care of yourself and do the right things, they're even minimal, even to the more. But you must surrender. You must lock down. You must take and wear muzzles. You must stand 6 feet away from one another. You cannot congregate. You cannot go to certain places. You cannot do certain things. You must give up these fundamental rights, but we'll give them back to you after you do these provisions. Really? In which Mr. Wilson continues is, it was said, would procure a valuable object. The very object was security. Security for your property. Security for your life. Remember, life and property are one in the same when we come to the cohesion of liberty. Well, we'll give you the security of a property. What was the result? They received their land back again, indeed, but they received it loaded with all the oppressive burdens of feudal servitude. Wow. Yeah, we're going to pass this $1.9 trillion bill, and we're going to take and give you, you know, what is it, a couple thousand bucks, you know, but you know what? We're going to come after you. Oh, and by the way, if you're a business, if you're all of this, oh, so here's something that I'm not going to get into the depths of, but now it's funding mental health. It's funding education. It's funding all of these things that are going to continue to put society into the new feudal servitude. It's cruel, indeed, so far as the epithet cruel can be applied to matters merely of property. So when it comes to that, oh, you can keep your business open if everybody masks up and you follow all these rules, otherwise we're going to charge you with a nuisance. Oh, it's a misdemeanor. Don't even worry about that. We're going to charge you with a nuisance because you're not making all your employees wear a mask. You're not making all of the people that walk through the door initially have a mask on before they're seated. Oh, no, you're a nuisance. You're a nuisance to society. Oh, you're a manufacturer of a food product. Oh, we're just going to come after you. We're going to hound you. We're going to find every little thing that's a matter with your manufacturing company of a food product because you don't make your employees wear masks. Really? Cruel. Feudal. Servitude. Oh, but wait a minute. From the first segment, you said you understood your individual rights. Nah, I don't believe you. I don't believe a single person that's listening to this program thinking that you understand your individual rights. Because if you did, you would be more than just calling. You would be visiting your township trustees, your county commissioners, the health board, the mental health board. Yes, your state representative. Forget about federal. Forget about the federal representatives. They just took and messed everything up. Your governors. You're not exercising your individual rights of liberty, your God-given rights, because you're not even stepping out of your house without making sure you're muzzled, or you're jumping in to get in line to hurry up and get a shot that does nothing in reality. Because, well, I guess in reality what it does is it messes up your DNA. Anyway, you can go research. And you know what? That's the other thing. I don't think you're researching it on your own. Well, maybe some of you that are listening to this program have taken the time to do that. But let's figure it out. But all other rights of men are in question here. For liberty is frequently used to denote all the absolute rights of men. The absolute rights of every Englishman, says Sir William Blackstone, are, in a political and extensive sense, usually called their liberties. Whoa. I'm going to stop there for a second on this one, and we're going to jump over to some of Sam Adams and then from the Lonang site, because what he just did and what Blackstone just tied together, who was the guy that wrote, I mean, he wrote the details of the loosely formed English Constitution. But you see, if your rights are synonymous with your liberties and you give those up, you don't understand your rights. You do not understand your liberties. In fact, Sam Adams says this, and he says this as he was giving the speech on August 8th, right after the Declaration of the Independence. Here's one of the things that, or actually, I take that back. He actually said this one, and he wrote this much sooner in The Rights of the Colonists as Men, and I believe that was in 1774, so that was 2 years earlier. He kind of summarizes that whole document with this, and the references are there at samueladamsreturns.net. But he says this, in short, it is the greatest absurdity to suppose it in the power of one or any number of men, that means all of you, any number of men and women out there, just one or any number of you, at the entering into society to renounce their essential natural rights. Essential natural rights that given to us by God, our individual rights. Or the means of preserving those rights. That's why the Second Amendment is there. You can't, you know, if you renounce your essential rights or you renounce by allowing legislation, the means of preserving those rights, when the grand end of civil government, from the very nature of its institution, is for the support, protection, and defense of those very rights, the principle of which, as is before observed, are life, liberty, and property. If men, here it is, through fear, fraud, or mistake, should in terms renounce or give up an essential natural right, the eternal law of reason and the grand end of society would absolutely vacate such renunciation. The right to freedom being a gift of God Almighty, it is not in the power of man to alienate, which means that's a legal term. Alienate is not just the idea of putting someone off. Alienate is a legal term, meaning transferring ownership of property rights to another person. So the right of freedom being the gift of God Almighty, it is not in the power of man to alienate this gift and voluntarily become a slave. Wow, that's pretty powerful. In essence is, you can't give up something that God gave you. If you do, then nature itself, all of heaven itself, will cause you to suffer for that. And that's what we're doing right now in a society because of what's happened. And we have allowed the creature of our own making, government, the bureaucracies that have come out of that creature, which we did not make, but has come out of that creature. A lot of bureaucracies are not constitutionally signed and sound, but was created by legislators putting it into law and into effect. And by virtue of allowing your rights, as we said earlier, to go over and transfer, and allowing these elected and these bureaucrats to take them away, you have no right to give up your rights. So why aren't you doing something about it? We'll talk a little bit about that as we come back into the next segment, because this is what Sam Adams said. And he had a whole lot more to say about your rights, as did James Wilson. So the Anti-Federalists clearly understood that as the debates were happening around the Constitution itself, and they warned the potentials of this very day. So we have to take a hard look at, do you understand your rights? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Samuel Adams Returns. Those anti-federalists, they did get it right. And everybody there at Soaring Eagle Radio, so delighted that you're back for this third segment. I would encourage you to go ahead and download the podcast or to take and watch the video. You can get that link there at SamuelAdamsReturns.net, because we had a lot to say about individual rights and some of the things that Sam Adams had to say about our rights as men and colonists, meaning mankind and colonists. Well, let me jump on this a little bit more. I wanted to eventually get to a place of what am I politically? I guess for me, it has been, again, life is a journey. And for so many years, and even to the fact that I wrote a book called that, Not All Conservatives Are Constitutionalist, I had to take and examine that even more so over the course of the last several weeks. And in doing so, many of you heard when I would speak or give my lectures on my book, From Covenant to the Present Constitution, that when asked, I always said, well, I'm a constitutionalist with the anti-federalist bent. And as I came to try and render some sense around that in terms of, well, what does that further mean? I think that we'll get into it a little bit more at another time, but let me kind of whet your palate a little bit with this one. Look at what is, not just what at, but what is a libertarian Christianity, or a libertarian Christian. And I have some information for you as you go and you look at the program there at SamuelAdamsReturns.net, a couple references you can take a look at. But then as I was looking at this program and putting together that whole idea of our individual rights, what does that mean? And if you go to the first reference for today's program, that reference is from the site that I really enjoy a lot, Loneng, The Law of Nature and Nature's God. And in there, the link goes directly to The Grand Bargain That Never Was. And that's one of the first portions of Civil Disobedience in an Age of Tyranny by Gerald R. Thompson. He does a beautiful job in respect to that and drives down where there were so many misconceptions, which are by many people taken as fact and reality from John Locke, but missing the point of what is the foundational biblical first principles of what our rights are. And my goodness, it's so missed until I started looking again and remembering, and that's like remembering, that's what a little drag there on that, is back to what we're looking at in what Sam Adams wrote in relationship to that of the rights of the colonists, the rights of men. And what I already spoke to you about and closed out that last segment in far and as far as the fact that you can't give up your rights. You cannot morally give up your right. People do. We did. Many did over this whole COVID insanity and still are over what Sam Adams said was fear. But now we have the fraud or a mistake, which no governor doesn't want to say, oh, I made a mistake on all of this because there's too much money tied to it. But there's something else that as I was going through the second part of this, and I'm not going to have time to finish it, is, but Sam Adams writes about the rights of the colonists as Christians. The rights of the colonists as Christians. And it gets right here to the just what James Wilson was talking about, just what I was reading to you early. What is also there in that Lonang article? He goes on to say this. He writes this. He says, these may be best understood, that being the rights as a Christian, your rights, your individual rights as a Christian, may best be understood by reading and carefully studying the institutes of the great lawgiver and head of the Christian church, which are to be found clearly written and promulgated in the New Testament. Whoa, hold on, time out. What did Sam Adams just say? If you want to understand your individual rights, you need to go what? Read and carefully study the institutes of the great lawgiver and head of the Christian church. You see, the Christianity and the whole idea of religious liberty is so tied into our individual rights. So some of the things that I was looking at as I started digging into more of the libertarian Christian perspective, not a Christian libertarian, because there's a whole different philosophical and theological twist that goes on with that. But the libertarian Christian has more of a qualified Reformation understanding of these liberties as understood by studying the institutes of the great lawgiver. And one of the fundamentals that goes right to creation is that you hear in the salvation message as well. It's individual. It's individual. And that's one of the reasons Sam Adams also talks about you as a person or a group of people cannot give up your rights. Because no different than that relationship between you as an individual and the living God that gives salvation, that gives and wants and desires a relationship between himself and every individual, mankind in general, but every individual, individual relationship. You see, you don't understand your rights because you don't understand that individual relationship that is instituted by the lawgiver and head of the Christian church and is promulgated and clearly written in the New Testament and backed up by everything in the Old Testament. So he goes on to talk about the Act of the British Parliament, commonly called the Toleration Act. Every subject in England, except the papists, was restored to and reestablished in his natural right to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience. And by the character of this province, it is granted, ordained, and established, that is, declared as an original right, that there shall be liberty of conscience allowed in the worship of God to all Christians. Wow. So Magna Carta itself is in substance, but a constrained declaration or proclamation and promulgation in the name of the King, Lords, and Commons of the sense that the latter had their original, inherent, indefensible natural rights, as also those of free citizens, equally purduable with the other. That means that I don't care if you're the president, I don't care if you're a judge, I don't care if you're a governor or any elected official or appointed bubblecrat, bureaucrat. You put your pants on and have to go to the bathroom just like everybody else. Oh, a little course there for you, I know. But that means your natural rights and your individual rights, your individual rights are one and one between you and God. And that's why Sam Adams, as I already noted, said, you can't give them up. So let's kind of summarize here, because we're down to the, what, last 3 minutes or something like that? Yeah, 3.5 minutes, shy of four, Kat says. Yeah. So what do you do? You need to get a grip, all right? You need to get a grip on what this is all about as your rights. And understanding that, you know, the likes of here in Ohio, where you have a Jane Timken who's going to be running for Ohio Senate, she allowed a governor to be tyrannical and overstep your rights and continue to do so. And she wants to be a U.S. senator? Give me a break. You better understand your rights, your inherent God-given rights. And don't just babble and talk about it. Understand you can't give them up, and you better do something about taking them back. That do something? Action items? Those action items are stop wearing masks. Don't give in to the tyranny of going for a shot. Go research truth for yourself. Go to the links that I give on all the insanity that's out there and how it's being propagated. You know what? Why is it that you're making a decision about a shot when the side that is promoting that shot isn't giving you all the information you need to make an intelligent adult decision? And you need that information. You need to research all the truth, not just the babble that is going on. You need to start supporting those trustees that will support your liberty. You need to be taking and going to those meetings of that health board and telling your county health director, free up our county. You need to tell your county commissioners that. You need to flood those meetings. You need to get, as I always say, you need to get your butts out of your seats and your feet on the streets. Find organizations to participate in that are doing that. Support businesses that will take and stand up where you don't understand your rights enough to have the intestinal fortitude to get out there and do something. Yeah, I'm challenging you, I know. And most of all, you need to go challenge the pulpits, because Sam Adams, being a politician, what? That's what people called him. He challenged every aspect of the truth, but he also said you need to understand these truths. And as you heard last week from Matt Shea, you know what? And what I've had in previous programs is that you can't give in. Romans 13 doesn't mean that you submit to evil authority. In fact, the Bible tells us we resist evil. We resist tyrants. Liberty is what God gives us. That's why he gave us those rights. But we have to understand them in the right context. And that context is, how do you understand your individual rights in relationship with your individual Savior, the living God? Society is not going to save you. It's what we're seeing are fear mongers. What you're getting out of government is fear and fraud and all of that, which I already mentioned in the last segment from Sam Adams' description. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you come to that clear understanding, and unanimity is what our founders had. We don't have that anymore. Unanimously, I highly hope and pray that we will stand up, take off that which has shackled us, and reclaim our liberty before our living God, and before a civil government.